Proverbs Every Day, episode 291.
Yep.
It is the 16th, so we're doing Proverbs 16 today. And yeah, quick word of prayer, and then we'll dive right in here this morning. Father God, thank you for another day. Thank you for your wisdom that you give to us. And Father, today I just ask a calming presence that you would be among us in that way, that you would calm the thoughts we have, the tumultuous ocean be calmed in our brains, and we are able to simply rest in the knowledge and wisdom that you bring to us. And so, Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know the thing. Proverbs 16 in the New Living Translation of the Bible. We can make our own plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. All right, there's kind of key. Again, it's not our actions. it is not our words. It's not even our own sense of being right. It is God's judgment of that matters. So he knows our motives better than we do. A lot of times we can trick ourselves into thinking we're doing things for his reasons, but it's not always true. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. So that's an interesting counterpoint to verse one. So we can make our own plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. Actually, these three all work together, don't they? Really, I mean, they kind of do. So you have your own plans, your own motives, and then ultimately you commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. That's that commitment is really what it is. It's not about us. I apologize. Verse 4. The Lord has made everything for his own purposes, even the wicked for a day of disaster. It's hard to think about, but it's the way we were created. It's the system. The Lord detests the proud. They will surely be punished. Unfailing love and faithfulness makes atonement for sin. By fearing the Lord, people avoid evil. When people's lives please the Lord, even their enemies are at peace with them. Better to have little with godliness than to be rich and dishonest. And hopefully we see these contrasts all the time. Hopefully they're getting clearer here. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. The king speaks with divine wisdom. He must never judge unfairly. The Lord demands accurate scales and balances. He sets the standards for fairness. A king detests wrongdoing, for his rule is built on justice. The king is pleased with words from righteous lips. He loves those who speak honestly. The anger of the king as a deadly threat. The wise will try to appease it. When the king smiles, there is life. His favor refreshes like a spring rain. So, interesting. We've got a lot of the Lord determines the scales, and then we've got four different verses here about the king. It's very cool. Verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and good judgment than silver? The path of the virtuous leads away from evil. Whoever follows that path is safe. Pride goes before destruction, and haughtiness before a fall. Better to live humbly with the poor than to share plunder with the proud. Those who listen to instruction will prosper. Those who trust in the Lord will be joyful. Those who trust the Lord will be joyful. The wise are known for their understanding, and pleasant words are persuasive. Discretion is a life-giving fountain to those who possess it, but discipline is wasted on fools. From a wise mind comes wise speech. The words of the wise are persuasive. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. There is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. And so we have kind of a sort of like this, the make our own plans, but Lord gives the right answer. So 25 is a lot like that. It is good for workers to have an appetite. An empty stomach drives them on. And we've seen that kind of thing once or twice here, that it's that desire, that need is actually a good thing. And it's funny. I'm experiencing this firsthand a little bit. Tax season. So the accounts just took a hit. It's like, oh, that kind of increases my hunger a little bit. I laugh, but I want to cry. Yeah. Verse 27. Scoundrels create trouble. Their words are a destructive blaze. A troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. Yeah. Violent people mislead their companions, leading them down a harmful path. With narrowed eyes, people plot evil. With a smirk, they plan their mischief. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained by living a godly life. Better to be patient than powerful. Better to have self-control than to conquer a city. We may throw dice or we may cast lots, but the Lord determines how they fall. And we've talked about that before, and it's mentioned above here too about the notion of fairness being something God had created and put into physics. It's like literally there. And this is among that same kind of thing. We may throw the dice, but it's the Lord that determines how they fall. In other words, you know, we might initiate the call for, okay, fairness or whatever, or chance as we see it, but it's not chance to God. You know, he has created this whole system already. And so there's no if, thens or buts kind of things with God here. So we are living in that system. It's not for us to determine these things, but it's for us to live in these things. And also that with how this opened with the people maybe pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines the motives. And then it's commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. The Lord has made everything for his own purposes, even the wicked for a day of disaster. So in other words, the system has been put in place by God for essentially for God's purposes, but it's something where we are kind of given the keys, if you will. You know, it's not a mystery in that regards to us. You know, we can talk all day and long about scientific stuff, about trying to figure out how it all started. Does it matter? We can see pretty plainly how the system works. Do we need to know how God did it? I don't know if that's really as beneficial as people like to think it is, but the bottom line is that it is, you know, the system we're living in. And if we think we are wise enough to know our plans because we have some sort of understanding of it, well, no, it's God that makes the lots fall where they are. You know, it's not for us to determine this. So any thoughts for the day? In any case, short one today. Took too long yesterday, so I'm giving you back the balance of your time today. But feel free, if you have any reflections or any verses that stand out to you, feel free to put those in the comments and share with everybody. But if not, no big deal. In any case, we'll see you tomorrow. Be blessed by the best, and then go be a blessing to all the rest. Bye now.